Economic Zone Development and International Economic Partnership. A key highlight was the two countries' twin park collaboration between Indonesia and Fujian, China, which involves a 16 trillion rupiah investment in the Batang Special Economic Zones.
Tadi kami menyampaikan perekonomian.
Today we reported on the latest economic development, especially the special economic zones. The president mentioned he will visit the Batang Special Economic Zones this Thursday. During that visit, we'll also discuss the Twin City Twin Parks collaboration with Fujian to boost industrial investment in Batang.
The government is also developing the Nongsa and Singhasari Special Economic Zone. In Nongsa, there are plans for expansion and the addition of data centers, while Singhasari has already opened King College with Queen Mary University joining soon. President Prabowo also stressed the importance of optimizing people, business credit, and continuing effort for international cooperation, including agreement with the Eurasia Economic Union and Indonesia membership in CPTPP. The CPTPP is a trade agreement between Pacific countries to help Indonesia access more markets and improve economic ties with the region.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. The government continues to work on improving the quality of education in Indonesia by implementing various strategic policies. One of the key initiatives is the education report. Ofra has the full detail.
The Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Prof. Abdul Mukti, highlighted that the education report is an essential tool for mapping the quality of education across different sectors. He shared this during the media briefing on the Education Report 2025 on Tuesday. According to the minister, the Education Report is part of the government's ongoing efforts to raise the overall quality of education nationwide.
Dengan rapor pendidikan ini diharapkan dapat menjadi masukan bagi pemerintah.
With this education report, we hope to provide valuable input for local governments to meet the minimum service standards for education, which aligns with our strategic plan for national education development.
Minister Abdul Mukti also mentioned that the report will help evaluate the challenges within the education sector. This will allow both central and local governments to work together to develop strategies that improve access to education and raise its quality, ensuring a brighter future for all.
The Palestinian government confirmed its trust in Indonesia's support for Palestinian independence during a meeting between Special Envoy Mahmoud Al-Hamas and President Prabowo Subianto on Thursday. Nora Pardede reports.
The Palestinian government has reaffirmed its trust in Indonesia as a conscious supporter of the Palestinian people's struggle for independence. This was shared by the special envoy of the President of Palestine, Mahmoud Al-Habas, after a meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. During the meeting, Al-Habas delivered a special letter from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to President Prabowo. The letter discussed the strong ties between Indonesia and Palestine, as well as the ongoing situation faced by the Palestinian people.
We handle a special letter from the President of Palestine, President Mahmoud Abbas, to His Excellency, the President of Indonesia, regarding the common relationship between Indonesia and Palestine, and regarding the issue of Palestine in general, especially the situation, the bad situation in Palestine under the Israeli, the continuous Israeli aggression, which was renewed this morning, as you know.
Al-Habas also explained the current condition in Palestine and expressed gratitude for Indonesia's unwavering support of the Palestinian cause. The meeting highlighted Indonesia's strong commitment to supporting Palestinian independence and further strengthening the bond between the two nations. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Disaster Mitigation Ahead of Eid al-Fitr with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
This commentary is on disaster mitigation ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Entering the holy month of Ramadan in Islamic calendar, which coincides with March this year, the Indonesian people, who the majority are Muslims, were shocked by the flood disaster in several regions in Indonesia. For example, on March the 3rd, several regions in Indonesia were hit by floods caused by high rainfall and overflowing rivers. Based on data from the National Disaster Management Agency, there were 641 disasters in Indonesia from January the 1st to March the 17th. The majority were wet hydrometeorological disasters, such as floods, extreme weather, and landslides. The areas that were severely affected by the floods included the capital Jakarta and several areas bordering it, such as Bogor, Tangerang, Bekasi, and Karawang. The Indonesian government has moved quickly in handling this flood disaster by sending disaster teams and opening shelter posts for affected residents. Facing natural disasters, especially ahead of Eid al-Fitr, which is the biggest holiday in Indonesia, celebrated after Ramadan, the public is asked to remain vigilant against the extreme weather that is currently occurring because it is predicted to last for the next few weeks. According to the agency, the potential for extreme weather is still lurking in several regions of Indonesia, especially in Jawa, Sumatra, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, and Maluku. Therefore, maximum preparation are very important to do. The government and the community must work together to mitigate disasters, among other things by following weather information, preparing emergency equipment, and knowing evacuation routes. In addition, people must also reduce the risk of disaster or take preventive measures by planting trees, avoiding development in disaster-prone areas, and developing effective irrigation systems. Natural disasters can indeed occur at any time. However, the risk of losses caused can be minimized by making various disaster mitigation efforts. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembusan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Perjumpaan kita
ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatiku dirimu,
dikala perjumpaan kita. Perjumpaan kita
ketika
tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku,
dikala perjumpaan kita.
beralasan pinggul. Terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus nan jauh di kalbu. Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Kesitu
kulihat dirimu,
terasa
diriku, segala perjumpaan kita. Perjumpaan kita. Mm-hmm.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, well, really, this is extraordinary. It means that I'm still loyal to company you listeners up to now. Hopefully, maybe you are doing your daily activities, you are working, or you are studying, or you are maybe on the way. Up that you are able to do your best. If you are on the way, you are heading for one destination, I hope that you are able to arrive at your destination safely. When you are working, studying, and many more activities, you can do your best, you can do it very well, or enthusiastically, and even this can make you have such better improvement. Well, listener, on the next segment here, we have already set this. We have also our music corner, and even our filler. Next, with our Indonesian Wonder, related to our culture. And we have also another segment such, you know, when you would like to learn Indonesian language. Yes, it is about the Tamin, the program of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. This is that we have already set also. That would like to accompany you, to make you such have an easiness in learning Indonesian language, and also other songs that would like to entertain your participation. So finally, I am Al Faisal. Once again, I would like to say have a nice day for you all, especially for Muslim, when you are doing your daily fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. I hope that you can keep the faith, you can keep what? Keep strong. Keep stronger until the time when you are waiting for Maghrib prayer, when you break your fasting. Still do it with your dedication, full of dedication of your life only to the God. Then for other people, you are doing activities that just take your time, take it easy, and make it as important as possible, and make it as better than before. So finally, I am Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew on duty. Have a nice day and stay tuned at www.voynews.id, and you are still continuing listening to our program. Have a nice day, listener.
Dear listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Ayam jajan itu di warungku mama. Ayam
Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Tomas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Ompiang Cake. Ompiang cake is also known as Ompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Ompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Ompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, Ompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Gedong Songo Temple, which is the name of a Hindu heritage temple complex in Candi Village, Bandungan Sub-District, Semarang Regency, Central Java Province, Indonesia, precisely on the slopes of Mount Ungaran. In this temple complex, there are 9 temples. Gedong Songo Temple was discovered by Thomas Stanford Raffles in 1804, and it is a relic of Hindu culture from the 9th century of Shailendra dynasty. The temple is situated at an altitude of about 1,200 meters above sea level, so the air temperature here is quite cold, ranging from 19 to 27 degrees Celsius. The location of 9 temples is scattering on the slopes of Mount Ungaran, which has beautiful natural scenery. In addition, this tourism attraction is also equipped with pools from sulfur-containing springs, camping areas, and horse riding tours. Listener, it takes about 40 minutes to reach the temple by motor from Ambarawa City through the uphill road that slopes up to 40 degrees sharply. The temple can also be reached in 10 minutes from Bandungan tourism attraction. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih. Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian blogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak. Which means Dayak tribe. Wanita. Wanita. Which means woman. Cantik. Cantik. Which means beautiful. Anak muda. Anak muda. Which means young man or young woman. Tradisi. Tradisi. Which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear the statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In the sentence, there is an interjection, wow. Wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now, let's listen to other example of the use of interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means, wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, the woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
warna tulaku, merah putih benderaku, hadiah dari para pahlawan dengan tangan kosong. Lawan senjata, tong-tong, penjajah, tolak, menyerah, salah sendiri buat pejuangku marah. Oh, sekarang berbeda, Indonesia merdeka. Kau dan aku tak sama, jadi mengapa mesti tak senyawa? Ayo clubber, ayo dangdutter, juga penggemar Super Junior. Jangan cekcok, jangan bertengkar, let's make up the war.
Merah putih teruslah kau berkibar di ujung tiang tertinggi di Indonesia ku ini.
Angkat tanganmu, hey, tuk Indonesia, hey, semua tangan di atas dari Sabang sampai Merauke. Ini pop patriotik, bukan sekedar musik. Yang penting tetap asik, sik, 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 asik.
Every day I'm dangdutan.
Lo kawan atau lawan, it's time for us to become one. Kita berjuang dengan kata Indonesia trending topic dunia. Tiga tetes kalimat terakhir, perjuangan takkan berakhir. Kita kibarkan tangsaka, kita bagikan bendera.
Jakarta から Korewa, Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテイメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LED デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyo 2025年3月19日、私、イーサンが1時間の日本語放送をお送りいたします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz からフォイスオブインドネシアの放送をお聞きください。それでは皆さんニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。パレスチナはインドネシアのパレスチナ独立支援への信頼を再確認することについてお伝えします。パレスチナ政府はパレスチナの人々の闘争を一貫して支援してきた国の一つとしてインドネシアへの信頼を再確認しました。このことはパレスチナ大統領特使のマフムト・アル・ハバシ氏が2025年3月18日火曜日にジャカルタのマルデカ宮殿でインドネシア共和国大統領プラボー・スビアント氏と会談した際に述べられました。会談の中でアルハッバシ氏はパレスチナ大統領マフムト・アッバス氏からの特別召喚をプラボー大統領に手渡しました。この召喚にはインドネシアとパレスチナの二国間関係や現在のパレスチナの状況についてのメッセージが含まれています。私たちはパレスチナのマフムト・アッバス大統領からインドネシア大統領各界への特別な召喚を託されました。この召喚には、インドネシアとパレスチナの関係、そしてパレスチナ問題全般、特に今朝も続いたイスラエルの継続的な侵略によって悪化し続けるパレスチナの現状が記されました。
Which was renewed this morning, as you know.
アルハッバシーは会談の中でパレスチナの現状について詳しく説明しました。またパレスチナ政府としてインドネシアの全面的な支援とパレスチナの人々の権利を擁護する姿勢に対する感謝を表明しました。この会談を通じてインドネシアのパレスチナ独立支援への強いコミットメントが改めて示され、両国の関係がより一層深まることとなりました。それでは次のニュースです。クリエイター向けの資金調達ソリューションを準備する経済創造省と金融サービス庁についてお伝えします。インドネシア経済創造省と金融サービス庁またはオジェカはトークンを活用した資金調達と知的財産の収益化を通じてクリエイター向けの資金調達ソリューションを準備しています。経済創造大臣のトンクリフキ・ハルシア氏はブロックチェーン技術がクリエイターの作品の経済的価値を高める上で重要であると強調しました。一方、オジェカは、この協力により、クリエイティブ産業の事業者がより広い資金調達を機会を得られることを期待しています。このトークン化プログラムは、5つの主要な段階を含み、投資家に とって魅力的なエコシステムを構築し、インドネシアのクリエイティブ産業の競争力を国際市場で高めることを目的としています。それでは最後のニュースです。ジャカルタ特別州政府は、パリやバンコクの取り組みを参考に、大気汚染対策を強化することについてお伝えします。ジャカルタ特別州環境局は、大気汚染監視を強化するため、新たに大気質監視ステーションまたはSPKUを設置し、低コストセンサー1000機を導入する計画を発表しました。これはパリやバンコクの事例を参考にしたものです。環境局長のアセプクスワント氏は、データの透明性を高めることで、より効果的かつ持続可能な対策が可能になると強調しています。一方、インドネシア気象庁は、今年の寒気が9月にずれ込むと予測しており、降水量の減少によって大気汚職がさらに悪化する可能性を指摘しました。バンドン工科大学の環境工学教授プジルスタリ氏によると、ジャカルタの大気汚染は主に工業活動と交通機関が原因であり、大気質改善には地域間の連携が不可欠だと述べました。リスナーの皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。イーさんが伝えました。